We continue in our Limud of Mishnayot Masechet Shvi'it. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin. In Mishnah Zayin, we're going to learn more cases in which a person is allowed to remove stones from his field on the Shemitah year. And there's no problem that anyone will suspect him of doing so for cultivating the land. Avanim shezi'zatan ha-machareshah. If one has stones in his field that were moved, shezi'zatan, they were loosened or moved from the ground by the machresha, by the plow. In other words, when the field was plowed in the sixth year, so the plowing loosened some stones in the ground. O she'ayu mechusot venidgalu, or let's say stones that were covered with earth, and then they were uncovered by the plow, even though they weren't loosened, but they were uncovered. Im yesh bahem shetaim shel masoi shenaim shenaim, if among all these stones you have two stones that are heavy enough that require two men to carry them, hare elu yinatelu, then the halacha is that all of the stones in the field that were loosened or uncovered can be removed from the field even during Shemitah, together with those two large stones. Because then everyone will realize that just like those two big stones are being removed not for cultivation, rather for construction, so the same thing they will assume regarding the rest of the stones. Hamsakel et sadehu. If let's say one clears his field from stones that are lying in layers on the surface of the field, noteleta elyonot umaniach et hanogot ba'aretz. So during the Shemitah, one is allowed to take the stones that are on top, but he has to leave those that are touching the ground so that it doesn't look like he's preparing the ground for planting. V'chen garger shel tzrorot o gal shel avanim. The same halacha, let's say you have garger shel tzrorot, a pile of pebbles, or gal shel avanim, a heap of stones, and you want to remove it during the Shemitah year, noteleta elyonot. You're allowed to take those that are on top, umaniach et hanogot ba'aretz, but those that are on the bottom, that are touching the ground, you have to leave. However, im yesh tachtehen sela o kash, if under the heap of stones, let's say, there is a layer of rock or straw underneath everything, so then hare elu yinatelu. Then you can remove all the stones, even the ones on the bottom of the pile, because anyway, that area is not fit for planting, and therefore there's no case of marita ayin in such a case. Mishnah chet. En bonim madregot al pi hageayot erev shvi'it mishe pasku hageshamim. On erev shvi'it, in the year before the Shemitah year, so then, en bonim madregot al pi hageayot. We are not allowed to build steps al pi hageayot, down to the ravines where rainwater is collected. Ravines are deep, narrow valleys that the farmers would draw water from these ravines in order to irrigate their fields. And what they would do is they would build steps to make it easier for them to climb up and down the sides of the ravine. So the Mishnah is saying that already from Erev Shevi'it, Mishe Pasku HaGeshamim, after the rainy season is over, one is not allowed to build those steps that go down to the ravines where you have the rainwater collected. The reason why you're not allowed to is Mipene Shehu Metakenan LaShevi'it, because it appears as though you're preparing the steps for the purpose of irrigating the field during the Shemitah year, being that it's after the rainy season of the year before, so it looks like you're just preparing for the irrigation of the next year, of Shemitah year. So that's Mipeneshu Mitakenan LaShvi'it. Aval bonehu bashvi'it mishe pasku geshamim Mipeneshu Mitakenan Emotza'e Shvi'it. But on the Shemitah itself, during the year itself of Shemitah, after the rainy season is over, he's allowed to build these steps down to the ravine. Why? Because it's very clear, it's evident that he's only preparing them for the purpose of irrigating the fields in the year after the Shemitah. So that's Mipeneshu Mitakena Nemotzae Shevi'it. Velo Yismoch Be'afar Aval Osehu Chayitz. Now, in regards to these ravines, many times the farmer would build a dam in the ravine in order to stop the water from flowing out. So now, are you allowed to do that during the Shemitah? So it says, "Velo yismoch be'afar." One is not allowed to strengthen the dam, to fortify the dam with earth, with afar, meaning even after the rainy season of the Shemitah year, one is not allowed to build a watertight dam of stones that are cemented together with earth, because people are going to think that he's intending to irrigate his field with whatever water remains in the ravine. So that means it looks like he's actually going to irrigate his field right now during the Shemitah year, because of the fact that we see that he's, you know, strengthening and fortifying the ravine and making sure no water will go lost. So therefore, lo yismoch be'afar, to watertight the dam with cemented earth is not allowed, because that looks like you're doing it for now. Aval osehu chayitz, but just to make a chayitz, a barrier of stones without earth, without cementing it, so since this barrier is not watertight, you would be allowed to do that even during the Shemitah year. And the Mishnah concludes by saying, "Kol even shu yachol ifshot et yado velitla harezo tinatel." Any stone that you are able to just extend your hand and take without leaving the position of where you are, harezo tinatel, such a stone may be taken. Which means normally, we learned previously, that you're not allowed to take stones from the field on the year of the Shemitah, because it looks like you're preparing the area for planting. But since we're talking about stones that you can remove easily from where you are standing, so it doesn't look like you are preparing the field for planting. And even onlookers are going to just assume that you're taking the stones either for the steps or for the dam. So therefore, even if the stones are small and not as big as the stones that are used for construction material, still, one can take them without worrying that there is mar'ita ayin, that he's clearing the ground for planting. Baruch Adonai le'olam, amen ve'amen.